2 years ago, the Board of Veterans Affairs fired Skokas, blaming him for creating financial and personnel problems that threatened veterans' assistance programs. But that was then. Governor Walker reappointed him last month, and despite the fact that Skokas is still suing the state for firing him, he told the Veterans Affairs Committee he's ready to take the reins again and solve the financial problems still facing the department. He told the committee he will not drop the lawsuit because it's based on what he says is a right that all veterans have.
I believe it's in the rights of all veterans when they return from serving their country, whether unclassified or a classified employee, no one has the right to terminate them. And so I stand by that, and I will continue that because it's just not about me. It's about veterans in general. My attorney told me beyond that not to say anything more.
Skokas was fired after returning from being deployed to serve in Iraq. Two members of the Veterans Board have resigned since Governor Walker reappointed Skokas, but Skokas says he's not worried about future friction with the board because a new state law makes the board's role only an advisory one.
The secretary works directly under Act 36 for the governor. If you want to have a cooperation and teamwork, you have to work with everybody. I believe that all of us can work together for the better good of our veterans and our state and our citizens. If not, we shouldn't be on the board, or I shouldn't be in that position.
Skokas says he has three priorities once he's confirmed: fiscal solvency for his department, employment for veterans leaving the service, and outreach to veterans who need services. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.